Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I had pretty good bosses for most of my life. I think I'm pretty blessed. You know, I've worked in toxic environments. I've dealt with some pretty jealous coworkers, but for the most part, I've had some pretty decent I think I've had some pretty decent bosses. I don't know, overall. And one of the things I've always been very grateful for is the pay that I would get from my boss. So I just look at it as nobody owes me anything. I have to earn it. And maybe I might feel underpaid. Maybe they might feel they're overpaying me. But for the most part, we make a decision collectively that I will do this amount of work and you pay me for this. If I don't like what you're paying me, I leave. If you don't like my work, you ask me to leave. And that's just the arrangement you make. Well, apparently Delta Airlines, that's a little conflicting. I'm hearing a couple different numbers. But Delta Airlines is going to now not only pay you, but actually have you pay them if you're not vaccinated. Now, I've never seen such a thing where you have to turn around and pay your boss as a punishment. I've just never seen that. And apparently Delta Airlines, I think they think this is a pretty good PR move. We're being told that Delta Airlines is going to charge employees on the company health plan an extra $200 a month. I heard another source say $250, so I'm going to double check that, if they fail to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, this is being reported by NPR. They say a policy the airline's top executive says is necessary because the average hospital stay for the virus cost the airline $40,000. CEO Ed Bastain said that all employees who have been hospitalized for the virus in recent weeks were not fully vaccinated. The airline said Wednesday that it will stop extending pay protection to unvaccinated workers who contract COVID-19 on September 30th and will require unvaccinated workers to be tested weekly beginning September 12th, although Delta will cover that cost. They also have to wear masks. Okay. So, this is interesting, because on one end, I see both sides here. On one end, if you have an employee that is making a certain decision, and that decision is costing you money, right, you have a choice of firing them, which I don't think the ADA allows you to do, or certain states' rights allow you to do, you know, or you could just not cover those benefits. Now, why hurt the other employees? So if other employees aren't smoking, they're taking care of their weight, they're eating right, they're vaccinating against infectious disease, why should it be on them? They deserve a health benefit if that was the agreement made. So I get why an employer, you know, can only do so much if their rates are going to skyrocket because unvaccinated individuals really tax the health system, their health system. I get why the cost has to come somewhere. And I don't think they could make airline flights any more expensive than they already are. And I don't think they could cut the food and the chips and the, or they don't even give you chips anymore. I think they give you little pretzels that are stale. But on the other end, are we a country that punishes people for choosing their body and trying to make decisions about their own body. I mean, this my body, my choice has been a very, very compelling argument used throughout history. And it's a little concerning to me that if you choose to not put something in your body, you could get very easily lynched. And that's kind of what's happening right now. Those who are unvaccinated are getting lynched. Now, I get it. I'm pro-vaccine. I get that unvaccinated individuals are putting a burden on our healthcare system, but so are people asking for abortions. We have to pay for that. So are smokers. So are people who are overeating and becoming diabetic and then possibly needing dialysis. So are refugees coming in that are unhealthy or have COVID, or migrants coming in. So at what point do we choose, right? We shouldn't be punishing anybody, but if employers are going to punish, what's the cutoff? Are they going to punish smokers? Are they going to punish those with a sweet tooth? Are they going to punish those with a thyroid disorder, you know, or a cortisol issue who are overweight? Are they going to punish those who have degenerative disc disease in their back so they can't exercise, so they're overweight, and then they end up getting diabetes and neuropathy? At what point does an employer say, okay, you know what, this isn't on me? And I get that I don't want to use the word narrative again, but I guess the trend now is all these employers need to look like they're doing their cause or they're doing their part when it comes to COVID. Yet, on the flip side, we have studies coming out saying with Pfizer, the immunity conferred with the vaccine starts to wane after 5 months. Johnson & Johnson looks like is going to need another Johnson & Johnson booster. We're going to talk about that story, too. So if vaccinated people are still spreading the virus, vaccinated people are still losing their immunity, I mean, is charging them, American? Is discriminating against them American? Doesn't even help. I really do believe that a lot of us who were vaccinated, including me, got a little bit lax because we're like, we're vaccinated, we get to finally go out according to the governor. Well, but the problem with that is, if we were spreading it the whole time, we might have spread it more than the unvaccinated. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So me being in the menopausal age group now, I have some concerns. As I'm on estrogen therapy to kind of control some of my symptoms, I still have that big C that I'm worried about I could get in my future because there's breast cancer in the family. Many women are at risk in my family for endometrial cancer. And I'm on estrogen, and I'm nervous about, you know, am I making the right decision, especially if 1 in 8 of us could get breast cancer. So joining us next, I'm really excited about our next guest, is Dr. Neil Bernard, nutritional researcher and New York Times bestselling author, as well as Margot LaMarche, who participated in a study called the WAVS trial, the Women's Study for Alleviation of Vasomotor Symptoms. And they're going to talk to us about some other alternatives to what we could do to fight menopause. Dr. Bernard, Ms. LaMarche, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Man, no, man, we appreciate you. So, Dr. Bernard, tell us about some of the research you're doing from a nutritional standpoint and how it can help menopause.
Sure. It starts out with research that we had done looking at in other countries. If you look at countries like, say, rural Japan, where it's a more plant-based diet, at least traditionally, lots of rice, lots of vegetables, really not much meat, really no dairy, and other areas, they didn't have much in the way of hot flashes. The other piece of it was, apart from being a plant-based diet, there's a lot of soybeans that have been used in Japanese cuisine, whether it's tofu or soy milk. And soybeans have what are called natural isoflavones. And they become they became noteworthy in the scientific community because they reduce cancer risk. Soybeans are associated with about a 30% reduction in breast cancer. So we thought, all right, let's put this to the test. We're going to use a combination of a plant-based diet and about a half cup of soybeans and see what that'll do for hot flashes. And what we discovered is, in a randomized clinical trial, they reduced the moderate to severe hot flashes by 84%. And about 60% of the women just didn't have any more moderate to severe hot flashes at all. And the average person lost about 8 pounds, and many described it as really just changing the way they thought about food and the way they thought about health.
I bet. Does the plant-based diet also protect the bones and some of the cardiovascular health?
Well, it can. It's part of it. Obviously, your bones need a good source of calcium, but rather than milk for calcium, which brings estrogens along with it in the milk, green leafy vegetables like broccoli and kale and collards all have natural calcium in them. But don't forget to do a couple other things. You need a little bit of vitamin D, as in sunlight on your skin, because that helps you to absorb the calcium. And lace up your sneakers so that your bones have a reason to live. If you're exercising, that's good for your bones too.
So true, so true. Margo, so I'm not going to make you tell us, you know, your age, but my guess is you and I are similar in age. You participated in this trial. How do you feel? What happened?
I feel like a brand new person and so much younger. I went from having 3, 4, 5 hot flashes a day to having maybe 1 a week and nowhere near the severity. I call them warm flashes now, and they are few and far between. My energy level has increased. My skin is clearer. I sleep better. I just feel 100% better all the way around.
You know, I love that because I don't like us having a dependence on pharmaceuticals. I don't. I'm a fan of pharmaceuticals. I'm grateful to the pharmaceutical companies for all they've done for COVID and for statins and cancer research. But it just bothers me that I went through my whole life without needing prescription medication, and all I did was age, and now I need estrogen. And it frustrates me.
I think you're not alone. So many women, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, the estrogens will knock out your hot flashes. However, I do have to explain to you the risks. And the risks are things that are frightening, just as you were saying in the introduction. Higher risk of breast cancer, endometrial cancer, unless you're adding a progestin, plus a higher risk of heart disease, higher risk of dementia. And that's why doctors are then trying to pry the patient off of the medicines, and when they come off them, they get hot flashes again. So we thought, wait, stop. Let's try it. And if a woman thinks, all right, this is me, but I'm skeptical. Do I really want to become a vegan? Do I have to have a taste for folk music? Do I have to wear tie-dyed clothes if I'm vegan? The answer is no. What you have to do is take about a 3-week period of time. And instead of meat chili, have a bean chili. Instead of ground beef sauce on your spaghetti, have tomato sauce. If you're at the sushi bar, instead of fish sushi, have the cucumber roll or the sweet potato roll or something like that. But do it 100%, but for a short time. So that makes it manageable. And at the end of the time, you will feel just dramatically different.
Exactly. You know the easy swaps. Dr. Bernard, one thing that I think a lot of us women were trained in, not only in medical school but just in regular life, is we have a very finite amount of time to protect our bones before we start getting a severe, rapid bone density loss in our early menopausal years. So I think many women feel like they're forced to go on the estrogen to protect their bones. Could this plant-based diet do similar bone protection?
Sure. I think the recipe is fairly simple, that we do need calcium, but it doesn't have to be dairy calcium. It can be the green leafy vegetables and many other foods. Include them in your routine. And as I mentioned, vitamin D and exercise are all part of it. And when we look at countries that have generally avoided meat products as the center of their diet, they tend to have a lot fewer hip fractures than we got right here in the U.S. of A. So I think if we put this overall to work, we're going to have healthier bones as well as healthier bodies overall.
I agree. So, Margo, I love that you're joining us because you could also give us a practical perspective. Me and Dr. Bernard can say, you know, do as I say, I'm a doctor. But, you know, you actually, I'm assuming you were not vegetarian or vegan. Was it easy for you to start incorporating more plant-based foods?
Well, I do admit that I was vegetarian before I started this. But that being said, cutting out the cheese and the dairy, the last few things, it was still there for me. But what we did in the study is we took a week and we said, okay, so what are your favorite foods? How can you make them vegan? And so you come up with a list and then you cook from that list. And you don't even have to cook. You know, as people say, oh, it takes too much time. Well, make some rice. Put your soybeans on top of that. Roast some vegetables. Put some arugula on top of that. Drizzle it with a little balsamic vinegar. You have a delicious meal. It does not have to be complicated. I personally like to cook, and I have the time to cook. So, you know, like the other night, I made a red lentil cauliflower curry that was delicious. But... Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to take the time to make anything complicated. It can be very simple, peasant food.
Mm-hmm. Malia from Los Angeles, California is asking, how was your sex drive? We get really personal on the show. You don't have to go into too, but did you notice that participants, were they still able to maintain their sex drive?
Well, let me say.
Can I just interrupt and just say that mine improved?
You may say that.
Yes, mine absolutely improved.
I know my husband's going to want me to eat a hell of a lot more soybeans and arugula. Yes, Dr. Bernard, in the last minute, Dr. Bernard, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we in the course of the study, we did a number of questionnaires. We didn't just track hot flashes, but we also tracked sexual symptoms, physical symptoms, psychosocial symptoms. How do you feel? How is your mood? And we discovered that all these things got better. And let's face it, if you're having hot flashes several times a day, and if you've got extra weight that you want to get rid of, is that going to help your sexual functioning? Is that going to help your energy? When those things melt away, you feel dramatically better in so many of these domains.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can people find out more information on the study and what you do?
Well, thank you for asking. All the details of the study are at our website. Our nonprofit is the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and its website is PCRM.org. That's PCRM.org. And my book, Your Body in Balance, has all the details of how to put a healthier diet to work. And my hope is that people will read the sexual functioning chapters as well as the hot flash chapters and the chapters for men. Get out of line if you're at the pharmacy for Viagra. Read my book instead.
That's fantastic. Dr. Bernard, Margo, bless both of you for all you do. We really, really appreciate it, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Health and Human Services is reporting more than 77% of America's ICU beds are being used right now as hospitals admit severely ill COVID patients, almost all of them unvaccinated. It should be noted only hospitals registered with Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services were included in the report, and not all hospitals were surveyed. Eatonville, Washington high school administrators are demanding ankle monitors with video and sound be on all student athletes, regardless of vaccination status. Coaches, staff, and athletes must wear the monitors. The school district says students are not tracked. Instead, the device's radio-based sensors track the distance between others who wear one. Parents not happy with their overreach can voice their opinion at Wednesday evening's school board meeting. Eatonville is just an hour's drive south of Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known, what the red lights were flashing the whole time, that the Taliban was moving faster than they were talking about, and the whole time they were oblivious to it seemed. And then the botching of this evacuation of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked. Okay? So what Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people and we have this equipment and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st and not September 1st, not August 29th, not a date, a goal.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on this show, we talk a lot about COVID prevention. We talk a lot about the vaccine. We don't talk too much about some of the serious nitty-gritty that is still going on from people that actually have end-stage lung disease, whether it be from COVID or COPD or lung cancer. And so joining us next is Dr. Calvin Lung. He is a thoracic surgeon from Northwestern Medicine, and he's going to kind of talk to us about what's going on with the lung transplantation world, especially when it comes to COVID. Dr. Lung, we really appreciate you joining us.
Happy to be here.
Oh, man. Well, we're happy to have you. So, lung transplantation, I mean, it's a last resort, but it is an option. Talk to us about, you know, what you're seeing in terms of doctors needing to go to lung transplants in this COVID fight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It really is a last option, and it's not a straightforward thing. It's a very complicated procedure with complicated recovery time, and we only reserve it for people who absolutely need it. But it's also important as a way for people to recover when they really have no other solution and nothing else is working. And so at Northwestern Medicine, we were the first center in the United States to do transplantation, double lung transplant for COVID-19. And this was done back more than a year ago now, back in June 2020. And since then, we've continued to transplant patients, and we've gained a good amount of experience learning how to make sure that these patients can get through their surgery safely and to recover. But what we see in the pandemic is very biased, obviously. We see the sickest of the sickest, and we have people transferred in from multiple other centers on multiple forms of life support. And for them, really, their only solution out is to have a lung transplant.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about lung transplants with COVID is most of the damage is done from as opposed to cancer or maybe, you know, alcoholism and liver or hepatitis. In terms of COVID, it almost looks like the initial injury is the worst. And while you're maintaining the transplant, you could prevent future cytokine storms if COVID either comes again or persists. Is that correct?
It's a bit of a paradigm shift, absolutely. Like you mentioned, you know, we were transplanting people for things like COPD or pulmonary fibrosis or lung scarring prior to COVID. And really, we were never transplanting that many people for ARDS or acute respiratory distress syndrome for infections. That was very unusual to do before COVID-19. But since then, in this pandemic, the lungs just don't seem to get better even when their infection resolves. So even when people are clear of the virus, the lungs just stay in a state where they can no longer function to oxygenate the blood. And they continue to require support. And so that's when we need to transplant them, because otherwise they're going to be on support forever.
But you don't have to worry about those lungs becoming ill again.
Well, that's not true. That's not true, because all in every single type of lung transplant or organ transplant, we do have to put the patients on immunosuppression to prevent rejection. And so we are concerned that patients can get COVID-19, and we have seen it, that our previous lung transplant recipients, and it could be for lung transplant for other reasons, can still are at risk of getting COVID-19, and they have to be extremely careful. And that's why there's been pushes to vaccinate these patients in particular with booster vaccines in addition to their original vaccines, because they are at such higher risk. And because they're immunosuppressed, if they do get the virus, they can become very ill.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ask because we had previously not used COVID-infected organs, and we're hearing that there's more of an embrace because of the immunosuppression, we could reduce some of the cytokine storm and hopefully allow... There's so many organ donors that have COVID, and so I'm learning that we're actually opening up to those organs and now using them for transplant. I could be wrong, though.
That's correct. Is you're right. Like more than almost 40 million people now have been infected with COVID-19, and that's a substantial number of potential organ donors. And we don't want to exclude those people from being because their lungs could be normal. But COVID-19 does predominantly affect the respiratory system, so we do want to be careful in using these organs. Right. So the last thing we want to do is, well, first of all, transmit an infection to our recipients. But secondly, we don't want to give them organs that aren't going to work and aren't going to help them. So it's not so much that we want to transplant COVID-19 organs per se, but we want to use healthy lungs that are from potential donors who have had a history of COVID-19. But we want to use only those lungs that have cleared the infection and don't show any long-lasting damage.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Calvin Lung, thoracic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. I love the lungs in a box. You have a perfusion system. Talk to us about that.
Exactly. So that's what we're excited about, because it's a technology that has been around for some time and more predominantly studied in the last decade. And the whole idea of the lung in the box to begin with was to help increase our donor pool, to help increase the number of organs that we can use for lung transplantation, because we have a shortage. People are still waiting on the wait list and never get organs and ultimately die from their lung disease. And we don't want to see that. We want to have all our patients who are potential candidates for receiving lungs, get lungs. And so this technology was created and popularized for that purpose, that we can look at lungs that we previously thought were no good, that we would not use, but actually could do okay. And we put them on this system that allows us to evaluate it more carefully. And it's a system that essentially mimics what it's like inside the human body. There's a preservation fluid that flows through it, and the lungs get ventilated. And we're able to measure different parameters that say, well, the lungs are either good or not good, and then we transplant them. So in that setting, in that context, it's going to become even more important because of this pandemic, because first of all, we're going to need more organs to transplant patients who now have COVID-19-related disease and fibrosis and scarring. But also because of what we mentioned earlier, that there may be now a substantial number of people who could have some degree of lung damage. It may not be very significant, but we don't know. And we don't know how well the lungs are going to work. And so this system will allow us to look at it more carefully before we embark on the transplant surgery itself. And it also could buy us some time so that if we need to do extra tests, if we need to biopsy the lungs to look at it more carefully, we can. And hopefully continue to expand our donor pool.
Well, we're very grateful for everything Northwestern Medicine has done. You know, you guys have kind of walked us through so much of what's been going on with COVID, because it's still a new science when it comes to long COVID and damage and long-lasting damage. And so we're very, very grateful that you guys are always ahead of the curve. How can people find out more information about what you do?
Yeah, that's exactly that. We would love to continue to share with regular, you know, people listening, but also medical professionals to continue to help benefit all patients in the United States. And I think one of the easiest ways is just to look up Northwestern Medicine Lung Transplant on Google, or www.nm.org is our main Northwestern website. And then if you just search lung transplant, that's probably the easiest way to get there. And you'll see a number of news releases on what we're doing and a lot of contact information if you want more information, and our team is fabulous at getting back to people, or and there are links on there that could provide more resources on where else to go to look about to learn about lung transplant.
Well, it's fantastic, especially since Northwestern was they performed the first double lung transplant on a COVID-19 patient last year. You guys made headlines, and your research is fantastic. So, Dr. Lung, we really appreciate everything you and your team do. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Delia. Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
No worries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly, Michelle, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting little bits of views of what's going on in Afghanistan, and it's very, very scary. It's interesting that as opposed to other wars or other times where there was captivity and possible hostage situations, we have, you know, people that have access to phones, and so some news outlets are, you know, getting calls and getting reports from people trapped inside of Afghanistan, which is a big country, and, you know, things are being shared. One situation that I know has been kind of confusing people is ISIS-K, what's going on with that, because ISIS-K is supposedly an enemy of the Taliban. So an enemy of our enemy would be our friend, and it's not. So basically, ISIS-K is ISIS Khorasan, It's a branch of a terror group that first emerged in Syria and Iraq. And ISIS Khorasan, apparently there were detainees or prisoners that the Afghan army kept. And when the Taliban took over, many of these guys escaped, and gals maybe. And so ISIS-K is an enemy of the Taliban. They're an enemy of Afghanistan proper. And we're hearing that they want to cause a little bit of trouble when it comes to Taliban trying to keep order. Even though Hamas praised the Taliban, usually these terrorist groups don't always work together. You know, it's kind of like gangs, so, or cartels. So there is, yes, a fractioning, but unfortunately, we are hearing that they are threatening people near the airport, also making it difficult for people to escape. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on with that. But no enemy of our enemy is necessarily our friend. And so these were people that were that are there. One, taking advantage coming in, but two, escaping prison cells. And they're not Taliban's friends, and they're not our friends by any means. Now, the Taliban, very interestingly, has been doing many press conferences. They've been a little bit more vocal on social media. I think they're on Twitter. And we are being told that the Taliban is actually warning Afghanistan women to stay home. Don't go to work, stay home. Because everybody doesn't have the memo that we're going to start treating you better. And because their soldiers are not, quote-unquote, trained to be, I guess, nicer to women and girls, for their safety, Taliban spokesperson Zabiullah Mujahid said in a news conference that women should not go to work for their own safety, as the soldiers are not necessarily trained in how to treat them in a respectful way. They say that the Taliban soldiers keep changing and are not trained. So when this Taliban takeover happened, it wasn't that there were all these people underground going, okay, we're Taliban. There was some pretty fast recruiting, very similar to what happened during Nazi times. Not everybody was a Nazi all that time. But they were like, okay, you either join us or you die. So these people were like, all right, well, what do we do? You know, we don't want to die. We don't want our families killed. And sadly, many people who never wanted to be Nazis ended up, you know, joining the military and the Nazi regime. So with the Taliban, very similarly, there are people that are new converts, and so they might follow their sergeant's lead. And if they beat the crap out of a woman because, you know, she doesn't have a hijab, she's not wearing head protection, covering her face, you know, out there like I would be, you know, they might follow suit. So that's a very, very bad look. Which, by the way, if the Taliban wants to run Afghanistan and wants to get the Quan or get the prestige and the acknowledgement of, you know, now being in, you know, I guess, other country circles, they need to show they have control. They also need to show that they're not beating up. First of all, they should not have any legitimacy. But if they're trying for legitimacy, that's one big red flag that they can't even control their own military, their own army, when it comes to assaulting their own people that they're planning to rule. So that's a big cluster. So CNN World is reporting that fear is mounting for women and girls in Afghanistan after the Taliban told working women to stay at home, admitting that they are not safe in the presence of the militant group soldiers. Now, some of us women who are a little wily are probably reading into this going, okay, you know, they're trying to make it look like it's for their safety. The soldiers aren't trained. Okay, this might, to me, be just their excuse of, okay, we want the women home. So one way to do it and make it look good is we're doing it for their safety. This is a control issue. And they, you know, women, being free is sadly, in the year 2021, not universally accepted. Somebody like me, God forbid, I was in Afghanistan right now, I would have been shot. I don't know how to lay low. I don't know how to keep this all covered up. I don't know how to stay in my place. I'm not very good at obeying, and it would be an absolute mess. And it's very, very frustrating that these cultures still exist, that women are second-class citizens. And not only that, but that they would be punished, severely beaten. I think we're told that one was even killed because she wasn't following the rules. And these scare tactics are sadly used. I mean, we've seen them used throughout history, throughout time, but in the year 2021, the militaristic threats of "we're going to hurt you if you don't follow in line or you don't do as you're told" is frightening. Especially since, which I don't think a lot of people realize, if a woman is ordered to stay at home for her safety, how is she going to escape? How is she going to get to the airport? How is she going to grab the daughters and the kids and get the hell out of Dodge? So this, I understand, you know, CNN is reporting this, and I understand the Taliban is trying to look like they are putting women's safety first, but I just look at it as a complete opposite. This is their way for ladies not to leave. Remember, the Taliban wants to take over Afghanistan, and they want Afghanistan to be a running country. Nobody wants to admit it, but they're going to need women. And they're going to want to populate. They don't want their women leaving. Same thing. They also don't want Afghans to leave either, because they need somebody operating the factories, operating the power grid, operating the stores. The Taliban wants to be the military arm. They don't necessarily want to run the schools, want to run the hospitals, they might want to have the overall control. So they don't want people leaving. Here we are in America going, we are going to transport thousands and tens of thousands, and that never was the plan. I still don't understand what Biden's been saying this whole time, but there was never a plan to take a country and remove everybody from the country so the land would be barren and terrorists could just run around with their guns. The plan was, we leave, you know, we make a big, huge headline that America left at the 20th anniversary of September 11th, that, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. We get credit for ending a war, and the Afghan people are happy America leaves. They get to take over. We help give them strength, and that, I very miscalculated. So realize they're in danger and they don't want to live under that rule. And now that you're telling women that, you know, you could get abused because the soldiers aren't trained to stay home, how do they escape? That's some dangerous stuff. They're trapped. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.